With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Cal-Am is moving closer to building a desalination plant on the coast in Marina. This week, the California Public Utilities Commission said the project can move forward. The plant would help solve the Monterey Peninsula's water supply problem, but Marina officials say it will hurt their community. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
California American Water's proposed desalination plant will get water through a series of slant wells drilled at an angle under a beach in Marina. The water will be treated, then shipped by a pipeline to serve the company's Monterey Peninsula customers. At issue for Marina is the water the slant wells will be sucking up. Cal-Am's environmental impact report says it will ultimately be 95% seawater and the rest brackish water, that is groundwater that's too salty. But the Marina Coast Water District's own research shows something else.
We are very concerned with it because the way that it is being envisioned is that it will actually not be an ocean desal plant.
Keith Vandermotten is the district's general manager.
It will be a plant that has wells that go into the groundwater right near the ocean. And then it'll pump so much water that it'll bring ocean water in under the groundwater surface. So it essentially is causing additional seawater intrusion and capturing seawater inland.
In effect, he says it will destroy the groundwater supply Marina residents rely on. Marina does not get its water from Cal-Am, yet Mayor Bruce Delgado believes his city will be shouldering much of the burden for this new water supply.
Marina is probably the most working class and definitely the most diverse, ethnically speaking, town in this area. We won't get a drop of the water, but our more affluent neighbors to the south will get the water on our expense. So to me, that is classic environmental injustice.
Neither the city nor the water district want to have to sue to stop the desal plant. Instead, they're pushing another idea. Expand the water recycling plant known as Pure Water Monterey. It's under construction right now near the landfill in Marina. Paul Schudo is general manager of Monterey One Water, which will operate the plant.
The way we've designed it is to allow it to expand, so to be as efficient as possible to expand in the future at some point.
The water recycling plant is already one piece of a three-pronged solution to the Monterey Peninsula's water supply problem. The so-called water supply project also includes capturing heavy winter flows off the Carmel River and the planned desalination plant. Together, the three will produce enough water to stop Cal-Am from taking too much water off the Carmel River, something the state ordered it to do more than two decades ago. The water supply project will also meet the peninsula's projected future water needs, but Schudo says expanding water recycling would only meet current demand.
I don't see it as an alternative to the desal plant, and the reason being is it truly depends on the demands of the community.
Even if an expansion doesn't eliminate the need for a desalination plant, Marina Coast Water District's Keith Vandermotten says it does buy some time.
And in that time, we could look at a desal project that doesn't have the same concerns, because there are different ways to construct this where you wouldn't be damaging the groundwater in the way this is proposed.
Any expansion of water recycling would require approval from the California Public Utilities Commission. The CPUC has received a proposal and will hear more about it on Wednesday. That's when the district and the city of Marina will get to share their concerns during a hearing in San Francisco. When asked about Marina's worries, Cal-Am spokesperson Catherine Stedman stands by the project's Environmental Impact Report, or EIR.
We have stated, and it's written in the EIR, that if there is harm to any other pumpers in the basin, that we will remediate that. But there's no evidence that our project will result in an increased taking of groundwater over time. So, you know, I think your question maybe speaks to a scenario that is not at all likely.
The California Public Utilities Commission is also standing behind Cal-Am's EIR. This week, it proposed approving the project. A final vote is expected next month. In Marina, Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.
Both Monterey One Water and California American Water support KAZU. Underwriters do not affect our journalism. You can find this and other local news stories on our website at kazu.org.